Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we adore you. We bless you. We honor you this morning. Hallelujah. Okay, Glory Dean, I got it now. You press one. Sister Pat, press one for me, please. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Sister Pat.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Pat. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mane iku rabaka shedidioko. Oh, Father, we agree with your plan today. You're the one that has a mighty plan for your people. We thank you this morning. Oh, we just come to praise your name, to honor you, to bless you. You are King. You are Lord, you are Savior. We delight ourselves in you today like never before. We are thanking you that you are the King of Glory. Come in, come in, come in. Have your way on Bible Storyland like never before. We honor your holy presence today, Lord God. We are grateful that you are Lord. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Lord. Okay, Lord, we thank you. Oh, we thank you that you are great and mighty. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah Nisi, a banner over us. You are Jehovah Sikkenu, a righteous Father. You are Jehovah Jireh, our mighty provider. You are Jehovah, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Rapha, our mighty healer. We call on your name this morning. We praise and honor you. We bless you, O King of Glory, King of Glory, King of Glory. Have your way. Lord, we repent before you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we repent. In the name of Jesus, for secret faults, for little foxes that spoil our vine, we repent, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, forgive us for presumptuous sins. We repent for transgressions, iniquities, trespasses against you, O God. Forgive us, create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit. Cleanse us with hyssop, O God. Remove every spot from our garment. In the name of Jesus, O God, we come before you this morning, humbling ourselves before your mighty hand. Have mercy, O God, this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy on us like never before. And Father, we thank you this morning. O Lord, you created the high places for your glory. O God, we come to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. Lord, let not the enemy control the high places. We bind the prince of the power of the air. We bind the powers of darkness that would control the airways and release filth, violence, witchcraft through the media in the name of Jesus. We take authority over the princes of the media. We bind spiritual wickedness in high places. Lord, destroy the idols in high places. We pluck down the high places of the enemy. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we are King, and we break down the high places in the name of Jesus. We remove Nehashtit, previous moves of God that have become idols from high places in the name of Jesus. We remove the religious spirits from high places. Let the high places of Tophet be removed. Let your holy fire burn up the high places, O Lord. Let the high places of witchcraft be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Destroy all false worship in high places, Lord God. Let the high places be purged through your anointing. In the name of Jesus, remove every false ministry in high places, O God. Remove all strange gods from high places. Remove every satanic altar erected in high places in the name of Jesus. Let all high places be established by that have been established by ungodly rulers be removed in the name of Jesus. Let all the high places of Baal be broken down. We prophesy to the ancient high places and disposes the enemy in the name of Jesus. Let your righteous men with your wisdom sit in the high governmental places of our cities and our nation, O God, in the name of Jesus. We walk upon our high places in the name of Jesus. Let every high place of wickedness that has not been removed be removed in Jesus' name. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let us ride upon the high places of the earth, and let us eat the increase of the fields, and let us suck honey out of the rock and out of the oil of the flinty rock. Let all the high places built by our ancestors be removed in Jesus' name. Let not the high places of our spiritual fathers destroyed, be rebuilt, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the high places be desolate. We tread upon the high places of the wicked in Jesus' name. We break the power of any sacrifice done in high places in the name of Jesus. We walk in the spirit of Josiah to deal with the high places. Lord, open the rivers of the high places. We thank you for what you're doing on Bible Storyland this morning. We thank you for the seniors. We thank you, Lord God, for each and every person that's on. We plead the blood of Jesus over Bible Storyland, each and every person, and our family. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing today and what you're going to do. We bless your holy name. You're awesome. You are powerful. You are the Most High God. We honor you. We bow down low, oh, God, to extol you, to extol your name. Have your way in us this morning like never before. Let the high praises of you be in our mouth in Jesus' name. Well, good morning and welcome to Bible Storyland. Karen Itell is going to play a praise song unto the Lord this morning.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
God, for songs of praise, adoration unto him. He's a great God. He's a mighty king. And we adore our Father. Thank you so much, Karen. That was beautiful. I thank the Lord that he created music. You know, music is soothing to our souls. I just love to hear music. Our God is a mighty God. He's a great God. He is our deliverer. He's our comforter. He is a sun and a shield, and he gives grace. He gives us grace. He gives us glory. No good thing will he withhold from us who walk upright before him. The Lord of hosts is our God. Blessed are those who trust in him. And, you know, his word is powerful now. When you listen and when you read his word, oh, yes, it's very, very powerful. His word today is coming from Psalms 85. So if you have your Bibles before, you could turn to Psalms 85. And I'll be reading the first through the 13th verses. Psalms 85 says, Lord, thou hast been favorable unto our land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven our iniquity and the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all our sins, Selah. Thou hast taken away all our wrath, all your wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your word this morning. Turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Will thou be angry with us forever? Will thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Will thou not receive? Will thou not revive us again, that thou may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out the earth. The righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. And as we continue to read on his word in Psalms 86, it says, bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear us, for we are poor and needy. Preserve our soul, for we are holy, and thou art our God. Save us, O God, that trust in thee. Be merciful unto us, O Lord, for we cry unto you daily. Rejoice the soul of your servants. For unto thee, O Lord, do we lift up our soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods, there is none like thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy work. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name, for thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen up against me, and the assemblies of the violent men have sought after my soul and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God that's full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. O Lord, turn me and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant and save thy, the son of thy handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed, because the Lord has hoped and comforted me. Well, I praise the Lord for his word. His word is awesome and powerful. His word is sharper than a two-edged sword. His word is cleansing. His word is keeping us on the righteous path. The Lord loves his people, and we love our God. He is our strength. He's our refuge. We need him now. Don't you think we don't need him? Let's not get so high-minded that we forget our God. Remember, he's the one true and living God who brought us to where we are today. So Psalms 37:25 says, we have been young and now we're old, yet we have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So this morning we have Sister Pat Pleasant from Gainesville, Florida. She's going to pray a prayer for the senior citizens this morning all over the world. Good morning, Sister Pat.
Good morning. I'm here. I have my phone on mute.
Okay.
I'm
good
here.
Good morning.
Good morning. I want to read this scripture, and then I got another prayer I want to do. And
all
I'll do my prayer for the day.
Okay.
And the scripture that I have is Titus chapter 2. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not fast accusers, nor given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers of the home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. And that's Titus chapter 2 to the 5th verse. And now the prayer that I want to read, it's a blessing prayer, and I think it's appropriate for us. It says, God's blessing rest upon you this day. You are pleasing to the Lord, and he enjoys your fellowship. You are well favored and more than able to receive the abundant provision. God's angels accompany you on your right hand and on your left. They shall guide you and God goodness, and mercy shall follow them behind you and be guardian between you and your path. God, I need to get to a better light, I'm sorry. God has determined that you shall have good success because you move in faith and in strong courage. Your eyes shall see the salvation of the Lord. He shall keep you safely under his wings. Under his wings and pinion. I declare this day that you are protected and delivered from all evil of the day. You shall not stumble or fall, for the Holy Spirit has anointed your eyes with salve, so you see clearly, and has given you ears of the Spirit to hear precisely. You will be wise in your generation. Your soul will be in God's shalom, his peace. He has declared you to be strong and pleasing to his sight. You will eat the fruit of the promises in the land of the living and will enjoy long life and length of days because you have wholly trusted in the Lord your God. Your habitation shall be a place where you will rest in his love, find hope for tomorrow, and joy shall strengthen you as you rest upon your bed. He shall remove your soul and give you rest in the stillness and quietness of your home. In your prayer chamber, the Holy Spirit will birth creation and powerful mind and give you sound ideas. They will bring promotion and great favor. He shall give you fresh anointing and bless you and bless your ministry with your results. The Lord is pleased with you and has placed his name upon your forehead. Call upon him, and he will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I thank God for that prayer, prayed by Sister Pat Pleasant from Gainesville, Florida. Well, we also have Bishop David Bryan on with us this morning. We praise the Lord for him. Good morning, Bishop Bryan. How are you?
The Lord is good to us. The Lord is good to us. The Lord is good to us. How are you?
Doing great. What about you?
I'm just marvelous.
Amen. Amen. We serve a great God. We thank you for being on this morning, Bishop.
God bless you.
All right. All right. God, and God bless you. Well, as we continue on this morning, you know, we just thank God that he allow us to get up every morning to praise his name. He's an awesome God now. He's a mighty God, and he's blessing us on Bible Storyland like never before. So we're going to sing. You know, the Lord created music, and he loves to hear us sing praises unto him. Well, this morning, Minister Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky is on with us. Her cousin Jackie and several other people are on with us this morning. So I thank God. Good morning, Minister Hawkins. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I've been much better than last Saturday. I tell you I am.
Amen. Amen. Is it snow on the ground there?
We do have snow. We got between 12 and 16 inches this week, but hopefully this is the last I'll get.
I pray it is.
The temperature is supposed to get up to 40 today, so that's what we're looking forward to.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we have to send you some sunshine today.
Okay, please. We'll take it.
Amen, amen. What are you going to sing this morning?
I'm going to sing I Will Trust in the Lord.
Amen. Go right ahead.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will until I die, I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. Till I die, I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right until I die. Till I die, I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right until I die. I'm going to see God for myself. I'm going to see God for myself. I'm going to see God for myself. When I die, when I die, I'm going to see God for myself. I'm going to see God for myself. I'm going to see God for myself. When I die, I'm going to trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Till I die, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die.
Amen. Amen. I will trust in the Lord until I die. All of my days I'm going to trust in the Lord, because, you know, we trust in the Lord. He brings us through every situation that we face. You know, it's, he brings us through what seems impossible for man is possible for our God. We serve the God of the impossible, the one who performs signs, wonders, and miracles right before our eyes. When we, you know, when situations come up against us in life, you know, those mountains look like they were molehills, look like now they're mountains. He's able. He's able when we trust in him to set us free. Ooh, he's an awesome king. Well, I'm looking for Jackie again. She was on here a minute ago. Jackie. Jackie Travis.
I'm all still right here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm on here. I guess it was somebody else on here. Francis, I let her hear my cousin Donna sing. Are you there, Francis?
Yes.
Okay, she's listening to my cousin sing Donna.
Okay.
Francis, all right, so,
sing too?
Francis, she's scared to sing. I don't know.
She's
she don't
scared
sing.
To sing. Was she scared to sing for the Lord?
Oh, man.
Well, she'll sing in church, but she won't sing. That's
she won't
it.
Sing on the phone? I think I'd be afraid to sing in church, but not on the phone. But okay, Francis, we'll be patient. When you get ready to sing, Francis, you just let us know. Jackie, what you
yes,
going to sing?
Who, me?
Yeah.
So I walk with me, Lord.
All right, go right ahead.
Okay. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord.
with me. Well, and while I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. Well, and while I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to hold my hand. Be my friend, Lord. Please be my friend. Be my friend, Lord. Please be my friend. Well, and while I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to be my friend. He walked with my mother. Please walk with me. He walked with my mother. Please walk with me. Well, and while I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me. Well, while I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, yes. Amen. I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I need Jesus to walk with me. I need him to hold my hand, lead me in the path of righteousness, because I don't know the way, but I surely know that he is the way. And when we walk with Jesus, oh, yeah, when we call on his name, he's going to walk with us. He's going to talk with us. He is that lamp that we need on the path of righteousness. When you don't know what to do, call on Jesus. Trust in him like never before. We're walking with him while we're trusting him. We may not see it. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we got to trust and believe, trust and believe, trust and believe. And pretty soon he'll bring it through. You'll say, oh, my God, I remember I prayed a prayer for somebody to be saved. It took 40 years, so don't give up. 40 years later, the Lord answered that prayer. So don't give up. He will answer in his good time. He's God. He knows when to answer. We'll have to say, hurry up, Lord, hurry up, Lord. He knows when to answer now. We don't have to tell him when to answer. He knows exactly when to answer. So I thank God that he's God. Well, we have Minister Stacy Holman on this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. Jackie's from Jacksonville, and Minister Donna Hawkins is from Paducah, Kentucky. I tell you what, Florida has the sunshine. Paducah, Kentucky has the snow. So we're going to send the sunshine to melt the snow so they won't have to walk in the crunch, crunch. They're going to walk in the sun. But guess what? It's kind of chilly here today, but tomorrow is supposed to be up in the 70s just about. So I thank God for the weather he sent. You know, we say, oh, it's cold, oh, it's hot, oh, it's cold, oh, it's hot. But guess what? He knows what to do. He's God. That's why he's God. We're just mere human beings. Good morning, Minister Holman. How are you? Minister
Good.
Stacey.
How are you? Blessed. How are you? Good. How are you?
Doing great, great, great. How are my girls?
They here. Amen.
All right, mm-hmm. What are y'all going to sing this morning?
I'm going to have to sing your favorite song real quick. I mean, in the salon this today.
All right,
I'm sing
all
your
right.
favorite song right quick.
Okay. You're beautiful. Go ahead.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all? Hi, Bianca.
Good.
Where's your Bria?
Battery panel. Right here, there.
Hello.
Good morning. I just love to hear their voices. All right, we'll let you go ahead and sing because I know you in the shop.
Yes.
Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart. Yes, I love him. Yes, I love Jesus. Way down in my heart.
I really love him.
Yes, I love Jesus. Way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart. Do you love him? Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart.
Yes, I love him.
If you love Jesus, way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I thank the Lord for the three of you, mother and daughters. Do you love Jesus? You know, the Lord asked somebody that question in the Bible. He said, you love me? He said, you know I love you, Jesus. He said, well, feed my sheep. So I'm saying to you all the same thing Jesus said to his disciples. Do you love Jesus way deep down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, 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 way down deep in your heart. I ain't talking about surface love. You know, the least thing go wrong, you say, oh, God ain't with me. I'm just going to forget about God. No. Trials come to make you stronger. So do you love him deep down in your heart? You know that kind of commitment where, you know, death's going to do your part. You're going to stay with him till you leave this earth. Say, Lord, when I stand before you, I want to hear you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. He's an awesome king. And you know what? We serve him, but he is the greatest of all the servants. He look out for us like never before. Car coming, train coming. He said, wait a minute, I got to change this light so my people could get across that track before the train hits somebody. You know, bills piling up. He said, wait a minute, wait a minute. I'm going to set your debt free. You been praying? Daughter ain't acting right. Son ain't acting right. Grandparents ain't doing whatever. Mama ain't doing this. Daddy ain't. He say, wait a minute now. If you love me deep down in your heart, do you love me? You know that's the first commandment. He say, I'm going to take care of you no matter what. No matter what, I'm going to take care of you. So I think you know that song that says, God will take care of you. He will. He will take care of you forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. He is no man now. He ain't going to lie. He stands on his promises. His promises are yes. God anoints his people with his spirit to preach the good news. The good news of the gospel. The goodness. God sent his word to bind the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, for the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Our speaker this morning is anointed to preach and teach the good news of Jesus Christ. We welcome back to Bible Storyland Minister Glory Dean Charlo from New Orleans, Louisiana. My good friend, my intercessor. I mean, God has filled her with many gifts. She has so many gifts, so many talents. She knows how to play and give God glory. She plays that piano like she was born playing it, like she came out the womb playing it. She sings the songs with her anointed voice, and I tell you what, it soothes the savage beast. You know, when you're going through things and you say, Lord, I just need a song. I mean, she can sing and play the word of God in song and praise. Well, we welcome Minister Glory Dean. Good morning, Minister Glory Dean. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Doing fine, and how are you and everybody in Stirland?
Hey, I'm doing great, and I pray everyone on here is doing awesome, having an awesome day in the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Praise God. Well, I just thank you so much for inviting me again on the program, you know, to bring God's word. Praise God. And I just thank him for everything, you know.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, the way you... I thank you for the words you said, but, you know, we're all in this together. All the singers, we're all the same. We're all doing the same thing. As you're saying, we're doing the same things.
Yeah.
Praise God. Our sister playing the piano, praise God, I tell you, all, you know, we just want to continue to do the work of God.
Yes.
Do the work of God, you know, to sing his praises and to just bring forth his love, because this is what it's all about, singing forth the praises of God, giving praise to him, giving glory to him, thanking him, just honoring him. Praise
yes.
God. Hallelujah. Well, I just thank God for you and everyone that's in Sterling Lane. Praise God. And thank God, Sister Karen, just really now. She really knows to play those songs. Praise God for her and all the singers you have on. You know, God is all right.
Yes,
you know,
he is.
We are all one in Christ Jesus. We are one. We are one. And we thank God for that. Well, today I'm not going to be long. I just want to talk a little bit about this. I'll start out with hearken. Hearken. The first thing to learn is love. Hearken means what? Listen. Listen. Take heed. Take heed. Listen. Are we listening today? Hearken. The first thing to learn. The first thing to learn is love. Praise God. Proverbs 19:20 says, hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. Praise God. And we need that wisdom. All of this brings wisdom to come as we listen to learn. As we are God's children, we shall learn to listen and listen to learn and learning from the Lord. And, you know, all of this brings me to as being obedience. What did Jesus say? In Matthew 22, what did he tell the people? What did he say? Even had told the disciples, he tell others, all the ones, the Pharisees, let them know when he asked questions. What did he say in Matthew 22? Jesus taught the first and great commandment. Matthew 22 began with verse 37. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And this is the first and third eight verse say, this is the first and great commandment. First and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. As these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. You know, it's so important because this is what he said. The first thing we have to do is what? Love. The greatest commandment is knowing to love the Lord thy God. Hearken. Hearken. This is the first thing. I don't care what we do in our ministry in life, where we are. Love is first of all. Love. Say, God, I'm in the ministry. I'm an evangelist. I am an apostle. I'm in a fivefold ministry. But God, I have to have that love. I have to have that love. I got to love my brother and my sister, my neighbor, as I love myself. I need that love. I cannot go anywhere without that love. I'm asking for that love, God. You said the first greatest commandment is to love you, God. Love you with all our heart, soul, and our mind. And God, we thank you because this is so important, God. So important. And God, we thank you because we need that love. I'm going to tell you, this is all I could think of in my lifetime, love. Love is going to bring us through. Love is going to help us to love our neighbor. Love. If we hold on to these two commandments that he said, we're going to make it. We're going to go through. I'm going to tell you why. You see, right now, we are going through all kinds of spiritual battles. And we going, as long as we on this field right now, we're going to be in spiritual warfare. Praise God. And as it says in the 10th chapter of 2 Corinthians. It says, beginning with verse 3, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." You know, it says casting down all the imaginations. We got to cast down imaginations, all these things that exalt itself above the knowledge of God, even against the knowledge of God. We have to be very careful how we are. Remember what I said. We have to keep in mind whatever we do as we're going along this pathway, this journey. It takes that love. We have to have that love. Now, we going through all kinds of situations. You know, Satan comes rob, kill, and destroy. He don't want us to have that love now. He do all he can to keep us from that love, because the love is what's going to keep us in this when Jesus comes again in our latter end. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it also says, if you look in Galatians, it tells us that, praise God, they said in the 6th verse of Ephesians, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole arm of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And he said we have to wherefore take on that whole arm of God, that we may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand! And it has on the whole arm of God as you continue to read that chapter. But I'm going to tell you, take on that love. Hearken. Hearken. Listen, listen, listen. Listen. The first thing to learn is what? I want to leave this with you today. The first thing we have to do is love. That's number one. Love, love. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. I tell you, you might have people that don't speak to you. Might not want to say anything to you. But guess what? You have to still love them and pray for them and forgive them. And we also have to have a life of repentance. We have to always ask God to forgive us of our sins. By word, deed, or thought, sometimes we say things, think things, or whatever. We have to always repent, and God will forgive us. Ask forgiveness of the Lord. You know, and he will forgive us. Repent and forgive, but forgive others. Anyway, I want to hold on to that word love. Hearken, remember, hearken. Listen, listen. Take heed, take heed. The first thing to learn is love. And we could go forth. Let me tell you, it's not easy. We have this flesh with us, so it's not easy. You know, we would like to retaliate, but we can't retaliate. That's not of God. All Jesus went through, he didn't retaliate at all. But, you know, our life is to live a life of love. Treat one another right. That's the greatest commandment. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And, as you know, like I said, you don't have anything, you don't like it for some reason, you don't know why, they don't want to speak to you, but you speak anyway and keep going. But the thing is, don't let nothing get in the way of the love. Don't let anything get in the way of that love. When you have that love to get in your heart, you're going to love them as you love yourself, and you're going to pray for them. You're going to cast down all the imaginations that may come to stop you from loving him. This is a commandment of God. He says to love your neighbor as you love yourself. When we begin to practice this, put it in practice, it's going to be a part of our lives. It'll be in our lives. We've got to have that love. We can't go around not speaking to one another. That is not the love of God. We have to examine ourselves. Let's examine ourselves. Let's take a little time to examine ourselves. What is it in us that needs to go? We've got to examine ourselves. You know, it tells us about also having the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. You know, love. What's the first fruit nine fruit, and what's the first one in Galatians? Is love, love, love. Let me tell you what happens when you have that love. Love, when it's rooted down in you, rooted in it, that love will be like we are the like the living waters. We are like a tree planted by the rivers of living water. That's what we are. Love is like a tree. That love, let it be rooted, rooted like a tree. That root will be love. Rooted down in love. We need to be rooted down. Let that love be rooted down in us. Practice it. Practice it. Let it be rooted, rooted down in us. And let me tell you what that love will bring. That love will bring on that tree and the branches as we continue to abide in Jesus, abide in his love, abide in the word of God, because the word cleanses. Abide, abide as we abide. Guess what happens? On that tree, with the root of love, you're going to have the branches coming out. You're going to have joy. You're going to have the gentleness. You're going to be gentle. You're going to have goodness, knowing how to treat people. You're going to have that faith. That faith. I'm talking about that faith that moves the mountains. The book casts down all imaginations. That faith that's going to move everything out of the way because you're believing. Everything that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And it says we're going to have peace. Do you know we're going to have peace? We're going to have peace. Now, this is the fruit of the Spirit. As that love is rooted in us, it's going to bring all the other fruit in. And it says temperance. What is temperance? We're going to have self-control. Do you need self-control today? Do you get angry fast? Do you let your temper just flare? Do you just let it flare? Well, guess what? Let that bitterness go. Let it go because you're rooted in love. Rooted in love. Become meek and humble. Long-suffering. Having patience. Waiting upon God. You know, they always have the song say, he's an all-time God. He's an all. He may not be come when you want him, but he's always on time. And he's coming in his timing, not our timing. But we have to continue to give God the glory and praise him until it comes. Whatever we pray for, believe God. Believe him. Live by faith. Faith. Live by faith. And I thank our giving all of it. Joy comes, gentleness, goodness, faith, temperance, meekness, long-suffering, and peace. We're going to have all these fruit working together when love is, first of all, rooted down. Let that love become rooted within us. I'll tell you, let me tell you. I've tried, and I'm praying that I keep this love, holding on to this love, praying for this love. I want to continue to hearken, hearken to the commandments. He said, love your neighbor. See, I want to hold, if I don't love my neighbor, I don't love that first and great commandment, love the Lord thy God. No, I don't love. I can't love him if I don't love my neighbor. He said the next one is great one is love your neighbor. This is what's going to help get us through. Love our neighbor too. And you know, that's why we have to become prayer warriors, because the Bible wants to say pray without ceasing. You see, we have love our neighbors, love our brothers, neighbors. You know, we have our other countries, our neighboring countries, ISIS. We got to pray for ISIS. These are people in authority. God loves all of these people. We have to pray for them for their salvation. Our love does not stop. Our love goes on and on and on and on. We don't make no judgment on nothing. We just do what the word say. Love. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. All over this world, our enemy, love your enemy. Just love them and pray for them. Pray for them. And this is to keep us in the latter end when Jesus Christ comes. Love is very important. Hearken. Hearken. Take heed. Listen. Listen. Love. This is the first thing to learn is love. The first thing to learn is love. If you don't have love in it, you can prophesy, do what you want. Paul said, like a tinkling bell, whatever you do, you won't sound like anything because you don't have that love. You don't have that love. It knocks the anointing out. It knocks the anointing out. We need that love. Pray for that love, because this is what it's all about. Love, love, love. And we want to hold on to that love. Pray without ceasing. Pray for our neighboring countries. Pray. Pray for our president. Pray for all that's in authority. Pray, pray, pray. When you have that love, you're not going to think evil of no one. You're not going to think evil of them because they love, God loves them just like he loves us. You got to get all this mess out of us. So we have to pray for one another. So therefore, let's love one another. Pray for one another. Don't look at the fault of one another. Like Jesus' song said, he looked beyond my faults and he saw my need. See, he looked beyond. God looked beyond our faults. He saw our need. And because of his love so great, he sent Jesus Christ for us. And we thank God. So we want to hold on to that love. So when Jesus Christ comes back again, guess what? We want to be ready. We want to be ready. We have prepared ourselves. Let's prepare ourselves. Let's get prepared. I say like this. Some people say, I'll be so glad. I'm so tired of all this stuff. I'll be glad when Jesus comes again. Yes, we all be glad when he comes again. But are we prepared? Are we prepared? Let's get that love in us. When I talk to you, I'm talking to me, all of us. So I thank God for you today. I thank God for Sister Clarita for inviting me today, because most of all, it's that love that needs to be spoken of more today, that love. We need the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. We can't even talk about nobody that's not of God. You might see faults, but he said, pray. Look beyond the faults and pray for them like you pray for yourself, like you pray for the faults in your own life, pray for the faults in your neighbors or whatever, whoever you come in contact, pray with them because these are your sisters and brothers in Christ. Well, I thank God for you today, and I want you to remember, hearken. The first thing to learn is love. Hearken. Take heed. The first thing to learn is love. God bless you today. I love you. And you know God loves you. God bless you today. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. What a rich word. What a rich word. Hearken. She said, hearken. Listen to the Lord. Did you hear the word she spoke from the Lord this morning about the first and great commandment and, you know, to hear the Lord thy God and to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength? And the Lord said, you know, if you say you love me, you ain't never seen me. You don't even know what I look like. You can't even describe me other than what I put in the word. You can't describe me. So how can you say you love me? You ain't never seen me. You've seen those people around you in your family. You've seen your neighbors. You got to love them no matter how they treat you. If they cuss you out every day, you still got to love them. No matter how they treat you, you got to love them anyway. So I thank God, you know, love your neighbor like you love yourself. That's the second commandment, the great commandment. So I thank the Lord for that word. She said, let us be rooted down, deep down. You know, like that song that Stacy and her daughter sing, do you love Jesus? Way down, deep down in your heart. Well, if you love him that way, then you're going to love each other, your neighbor, you know, the people in your family. You're going to love them with all your heart, soul, and strength. She even mentioned the song, God, look beyond our faults and saw our needs. You know, we look at the faults of others. We say, yeah, they got a spot over here. They got a spot on their head. They got a spot on their foot. They got all these faults. But you know what? Then we got to go stand in the mirror and say, Lord, forgive my faults because I got more than they have. I know I do. I say, Lord, forgive my faults. Because I got more than they have, Lord. But you're able to help me, Lord, get past all these faults. So I thank the Lord, Minister Gloria Dean Charlotte from New Orleans, Louisiana. Awesome word. That's what we need today. She even talked about ISIS. You know that group, that young leader they have. You know, wrong mindsets, wrong thinking gets us in trouble. He has the wrong mindset. So we're asking the Lord to remove that Saul mindset from him, where he want to slaughter God's people and kill people and turn him into a Paul. We say, Lord, let that ISIS group leader, you know his name, Lord, you know how many heads he has on his head, Let him have a Damascus Road experience. Stop him in his tracks. Stop him from murdering your people, oh God. And allow him salvation. He can't come, Lord God, unless you call him. Just like you called us. Call that ISIS leader. Call that whole group, oh God, that's murdering your people. And put them on your path. Amen. Well, this morning we have Miss Ludell with us from Applin, Georgia. Good morning, Miss Ludell.
Good morning. I just heard the message coming from the rep, so I was just delighted and joyous over it because everything she said was true.
Amen.
Everything she said was true. I love that, the love. Yes, I love, 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 love. We have to ask God to help us to do it, though.
Yeah.
You know, he will, because he loves and he wants us to love, as he said.
You going to sing a song for us this morning, Miss Ludell?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to sing Try Jesus.
Oh, yes, ma'am. That's a good one.
All right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Well, I done tried him, he's all right. In the morning, he's all right. In the morning, he's all right. In the morning. He's all right. Well, I done tried him, and he's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. I know Jesus. He's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. Well, I done tried him, and he's all right.
Amen. Try Jesus. He's all right.
Time.
Miss Ludell, yes. 93 years young, been on the battlefield,
yes,
a long time. She done tried Jesus over and over,
yes,
and she can,
yes,
testify,
sir,
that he's all right. He's,
yes,
all right.
He is.
He's all right.
He's all right.
God, I thank
I
God for
it.
All the songs this morning. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'll walk with us, Lord.
Uh-huh.
You love Jesus way deep down in your heart. So I thank the Lord this morning. Karen Itell played a beautiful praise song this morning to the Lord. And Miss Ludell sang, Try Jesus. He's all
Try
right.
Try Jesus.
So I thank
He's
the
all
Lord
right.
on it. Well, it's salvation time. You know, at one time God winked at ignorance, but he said, now, listen here. I ain't winking at your ignorance no more. It's time. The word is out. Jesus is Lord. I raised him from the dead. And if you believe it, confess it with your mouth, you can be saved. Anybody on this morning who's not saved, press 1.
He'll
walk you through salvation. We want God. He don't want nobody to be lost now. He wants every one of us to be saved.
Be saved.
Everybody. So press 1. Well, thank the Lord. Looks like everyone's saved this morning. I thank the Lord for each one of you being saved. Now, you know we ain't going to go like the prodigal child. No, we're going to run into the presence of the Lord. We're going to stay there in the secret place on a daily basis. We're going to get before the Lord. We're going to dwell there. We're not going to run in and say, hallelujah, praise you, Lord, and go out. But we're going to call on the name of the Lord like never before. We're going to try Jesus. He's all right. We're going to continually call on his name, trust in him like never before. And he's going to walk with us. He's going to hold our hands. And you know what? We got to love him way deep down in our hearts. We got to love each other like we love ourselves. We got to walk out the first commandment. And like Ms. Ludell said, we can't do it without the Lord. He has to help us to love him. He has to help us to love each other.
Why,
so
sure.
Lord, this morning. It is testimony time. Anybody got a testimony this morning? Press one, testimony.
I have a testimony.
All right, go ahead, Karen.
I wasn't sure if I was going to make it this morning, last night, but I'm glad I'm here.
And what happened?
Well, I was sick the last couple of weeks and the last couple of days, and I woke up feeling good enough to do the show, so I'm here. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Father, I servant Karen, I tell, Lord, you are the great healer, Jehovah Rapha. Doctors don't know everything about our bodies. They're limited. They can write a prescription, oh God. But you are the great healer. You're the one who heals us from everything that we go through. And so we're thanking you today for what you're doing in us. Thanking you for giving Karen the strength, healing her body inside out. Oh God, we thank you this morning for being Karen's healer and allowing her to have the strength to get up, to play beautiful praise songs. In the name of Jesus, amen. Anybody else? Testimony. Well, I have one. I've been working in the public schools as a substitute teacher, thank the Lord. I don't have the responsibilities I had when I taught school, so I get to go to different classes. And one class I was in, this little boy is about 9 years old, and he said, Miss G, you see my Bible? He had a little New Testament with Psalms and Proverbs in the back. And he showed it to me. I said, oh, okay. I said, I'm so proud of you. And I said, can I hold your Bible? He said, yes, ma'am. So he gave it to me, and I turned to Ephesians 6. I told him to read Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. So I said, read it out loud to me. And he read it. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father, your mother. In the name of the Lord, for this is the first commandment with promise that you may have long life.
Right.
And so he read it to me, and I said, now don't you forget, you got to do those things that's written there.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, okay. And then turned back around, listened to his teacher, then he turned back around. He said, oh, Miss G, I lost it. I lost my place where you gave me to read. So. I wrote it in, I turned to the table of contents and I said, see this book right here, Ephesians? And I wrote down right next to Ephesians, Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. And I said, now you read it every day.
Uh-huh.
So when I see him again, I'm going to say, did you read that scripture I gave you in your Bible? And the other little girl next to him, she said, I got my Bible too. She was looking for it in her book bag. You know, I used to call them book sack, and they correct me. Book bag, Miss G. I said, okay, book bag. So I thank God for the children carrying the word in their book bag. But I'm asking the Lord that they carry the word in their heart that they would not sin upon against God. You know, young children are interested in the word. In another class I was in, these were a little older, 10, 11-year-olds, and they were at a table, and they were fussing. I said, wait a minute. What's wrong with that table over there? I said, y'all come over here and talk to me. I said, what is going on? They said, Miss G, he said that Jesus sinned. And we told him Jesus didn't sin. Oh, we don't know what's wrong with him, Miss G. Jesus didn't sin, did he, Miss G? I said, no, I read the word. I read from, you know, many, many scriptures, but I've never seen where Jesus sinned. The Bible said there was no sin in Jesus. They said, we told you that, boy. We told you Jesus didn't sin. And I said, now, what do you have to say? He said, Jesus sinned. I said, okay. You say he sinned. You go home. You read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you find out the scripture that says where he sinned, and you come back and you tell us. I said, will you do that? He said, yes, ma'am. I said, okay. So I saw him last week. Well, I saw him a couple of days ago. I was in his class again. And I said, did you look for that scripture I told you? He said, well, I was just joking, Miss G. I was having fun with them. I didn't really mean it. I know Jesus didn't sin. I thank God for the conversations that our children are having about the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, it's prayer time. Anybody have anything they want to share before prayer time? Another testimony? All right. Well.
Hello.
Yes.
This is Ludell.
All right, Miss Ludell.
I was just like, just you know, thank God for not just this past year, but for '93, how He brought me and kept me over some mountains and valleys and road got crooked a lot of time, but He straightened them out. And, you know, He said when the disciples was on their way and didn't know the way was out there, they asked Him, Lord, in my words, I'm going to say, we out here, we don't know which way to go and which way to go. So He told them that I am the way, the truth, and the light. So I just thank God for my years that He blessed me. It was just His mercy and grace. I did the best I could now, but it wasn't all left up with me. It was God who has all the power, all the strength, all the love, and everything that He still let me see 93 years. And I like to say to the young people, honor your father and your mother. It don't mean the one that brought you into the world all the time. It's anybody that are old enough to be your mother and your father. Make sure to honor them, and God will bless you also.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Ludell. That was an awesome testimony. Ooh,
yes.
93 years, my God.
Yes.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Well, I'm still, let me say this. I'm still walking some. Even though I walk with a cane sometimes, I still can get around on my own. I still take care of myself. So I just think that's a blessing.
God.
It's a blessing to be able at that age to do what I can do now. Not much now, but it is something.
That's a lot for myself.
I thank God for that. I thank God He able me to walk around. I have a cane sometimes because my balance is sort of bad sometimes, but that's all right. I'm still blessed.
Amen.
I know I am.
Yes. Anybody else? Testimony? Want to share something? The goodness of the Lord. Press 1 if you want to share. Press 1. If you want to press 1, I don't know that you want to speak. Press 1 on your phone. All right, well, we're going to move to prayer time.
Super G.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me? This is Jackie.
Yes, Jackie.
I have a small testimony.
Okay.
On Thursday, I was working and everything, and so I had a lot of people lined it up, about 4 or 5 people lined it up. So I had one of my friends, she needed something, so I told her she could come with me and work. So she came and she worked and she took care of my one man for me and everything and did all he had to do and everything. So I had a few more little men. So one of my little men, I couldn't get to him at the time I needed to, and he couldn't hear me. He had a hearing problem, so I couldn't explain to him what was going on, so he started to pout and running off. That's okay, don't worry about it. Don't worry about me. I said, okay, go ahead on. So I did it. So then I was going on, I was trying to get to my other little lady, so then she counseled that. So then I was like, I had one more little man, I want to get something to eat. I told him I was getting something to eat, and I came back, so I got back up on my bed. She was about 15, it was almost about 13 after 2. So after I got up there, he was sitting there. Huh? Hello?
Yeah, I didn't say anything. I'm listening.
Oh, somebody said that. Okay, so then he started pouting. So I had two men that was pouting. So then I was like, Lord, so that was money that was lost because, you know, if I don't work, I don't get paid. So that was money that I was losing in the money. I was like, Lord, so I sat down. I just sat down on the bench. I said, Lord, you know what? I need to consult you. I need to ask you to help me, because this here is not turning out to be a good day. At that time, I had made about $25, and I was like, oh, this is not turning out to be a good day. So I sit down on the bench and everything, and I said, Lord, I need your help. I need you to help me. I just started praying. So once I started praying, next thing I know, my other little man, the lady had called me and told me that she needed me to come to work for him. So that was money. I had to go back and do that. Then another lady, I went up to fix a TV, I mean her telephone, she paid me. Then she wanted me to go to the store. It just kept flowing after that. It kept going. One after one. The $15, $20 tip. It was just rolling. I said, Lord, I thank you for being so faithful. It's so good. to me because it just kept going, kept going. So when I did get back to the little man, the one that told me, don't worry about it, don't worry about it, I told him, I said, listen, I'm going to have to charge you $5 for the winding. Because I said, because one thing about it, if you had let me go ahead on and do you at 4 o'clock, I'd have been finished because I didn't get through about 8:45, and I was tired. But I said, I was just so thankful and so grateful that the Lord, once I stopped to ask him and ask him to help me, instead of me trying to do it on my own, and I asked for his help, he blessed me and he helped me. And he helped me to do what I needed to do, so I was able to make more money instead of just beating myself to death trying to run here and run there and trying to do this and do that. Once I asked him, he led me and he guided me to where I needed to go. So that's
Amen.
Why I asked the Lord to walk with me. Yeah, see, that's my testimony for the day. If you just wait on him, just wait on him. Because I get in such a hurry sometimes, I can just rush. If I wait, he will help you. And I know that for a fact to be true. So it proved me again. He proved it to me again. I thank him for it. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. Because he's a great God.
Yes,
I thank
he is.
Him. Amen. That's my testimony.
Amen. Well, it's prayer time. Thank you all for your testimonies. Awesome testimonies. Powerful testimonies. Wait on the Lord, and he will come through for you. He'll fix it. Yeah, he'll make the path straight.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Prayer time. Anybody need prayer, press 1.
Sister Jean, you know I always need prayer for my patients, all of my clients, all of my family members, my aunties. I talked to my Aunt Valerie yesterday. She was doing good. My Aunt Lou, all my aunties and my sisters and brothers, aunts and uncles, and nieces and nephews, and great nieces and nephews.
Amen.
That's it. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? Prayer. Need prayer. Press 1. Yes.
This is Ludea. Ash, pray for me and my family, Mary Jean and her two boys, and the bereaved family that's been through it for the last 2 or 3 weeks, all of them. So I ask prayer that God will help them accept the things that we cannot change and help them to know that God don't make a mistake.
Yes. All right. Anybody else? Press 1. State your prayer request.
Is Clarissa?
Oh. All right, hold on. Let me take Glory Dean first. Go ahead, Glory Dean.
Yeah, continue to pray for my family and all my children, little new grandchildren that's come into the world and great ones into the world, and also for my son, you know. He's serving a little time. I don't know exactly what's going on, but skipping a court date and different things. So just pray for him and pray for all of them. Just pray for all the family, you know.
Okay. All right, Minister Donna Hawkins.
Minister Chase, I
yes.
am thanking God this morning. My mom was sick on Wednesday, and I mean she was really sick, but she is much better today. So I am asking continued prayers for her, continued prayers for my mother-in-law, Martha Hawkins. We're getting ready to travel to Louisville. We're having a baby shower for my niece, and she's had a lot of trouble in the past. So we're praying that the Lord will let her carry this baby. So will you please keep Voice J. McClellan in prayer?
I'm sorry. Say that last name again.
Hold on 1 second. Her name is Voice J. McClellan. Voice J. McClellan.
Okay.
McClellan.
Okay. And you said Mother Hawkins and Mother Newsom, right?
That's right. That's right. Mother Hawkins and Mother Newsom.
All righty. Anybody else? Prayer request.
Prayer request. Pray, pray for me. Let me know if you're ready to get in the tub. Pray, pray for me.
Oh. All right. Anybody else? Prayer request this morning. All right. Well, I'm going to go to the throne of the Father. I know he hears and answers. He definitely hears. He definitely answers. We got to hearken unto his voice, as Minister Gloria Dean said. Father God, we just adore you. We bless you this morning. You are the King of Glory. We thank you this morning for all that you're doing on our behalf. Oh, Lord, we adore you. We worship you this morning. You are the King of Glory. You are clothed in majesty. You are Jehovah. You are the great, mighty I Am. No God is great as you. No God holy. You are righteous King. You are Abba Father, which art in heaven. You are Lord and Shepherd. You are the one who gives us green pastures. You are the one who makes our cups overflow. You are the one true and living God who fill us full of your Spirit.
Yes.
The fruit of the Spirit comes from you, love, joy, peace, faithfulness, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, long-suffering. All of those come from you. Fill us full of them, O God. In the name of Jesus, help us to hearken unto your voice on a daily basis, to be obedient to you, to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And Lord, we can't do anything without you. We can't even breathe without you, O God. And so this morning, we are thanking you for your love. You have great love for your people. Greater love have no man than you. You laid down your very life for us. So we thank you this morning. And Lord, I thank you that you healed Karen Itell from a sickness that was plaguing her for a couple of weeks. We know you to be Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. And Lord, heal everyone on Bible Storyland that needs a healing. Heal their family members. Not only heal us physically, but Lord, we desire to be made whole. We desire to be made whole physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, in every way. In the name of Jesus, we bind the enemy that try to bring sickness, disease upon our bodies. We decree and declare that we are healthy. You said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So we are healthy. We are well. We walk in divine health and healing on a daily basis. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you today, Lord God, that when the devil comes to point the finger, you say, that's my child. And we are covered with the blood because we're your children. And so, Father, I thank you this morning, oh, God, that you're with Miss Ludell. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I lift her family up before you, every family member. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for what you're doing in her family. Draw them all closer with you, closer with each other. And I thank you this morning, oh, God. Oh, I cover them with the blood. I thank you for her cousin, Mary Jean, and her son, healing them, keeping them healthy and well. I pray for all the bereaved families, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you this morning for Jackie and her patients. You know the people that she take care of. And, Lord, she does such an excellent job, a job of excellence, that they all wanted to come, even to the patients that she don't take care of. They be requesting her because she does such a loving job. She has so much compassion upon them. She even takes time out of her busy schedule to spend time with them. She don't just go in and clean up and do what needs to be done, but she extend herself far above what needs to be gotten done, oh God. And, Father, we bind up negative attitudes, people who are, even though they're old, they have little understanding. So, Father, we thank you that they'll begin to understand and not feel neglected. We thank you for family members coming in and ministering to the elderly. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Gloria Dean and her family. And we thank you, Lord God, for the new grandbabies that's coming. Oh, God, we claim them for your kingdom. And even the ones who are already born, Anaya and the grands and the great-grands. Oh, God, and those to be born, we thank you that they belong to you. In the name of Jesus, we lift up her son who's incarcerated. And we thank you, Father God, for safekeeping, protection, guidance, direction for him. Him choosing wisdom. Oh, God, give him wisdom to make proper choices. In the name of Jesus, protect him. Heal his body. In the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for Mother Hawkins, Mother Newsom. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for their strength, their healing. keep them healthy and well. Oh, God, even though they're aged women of God, I thank you for the word that they bring to the youth, to the younger women. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for Minister Donna Hawkins as she ministered to your people. I thank you, Lord God, every time she pour out, fill her back up with you. Fill her back up with your word, your presence, oh, God. And so, Father, I thank you for them as they begin to travel. I thank you for safe travel everywhere they go. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the McCullen family, what you're doing in that family. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. No weapon that is formed against them will prosper in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we begin to close out today, I thank you for everyone on Bible Storyland this morning. I thank you for what you've done on Bible Storyland and what you're about to do. We praise and honor you. We give you glory. We give you thanksgiving. Oh, God, you are wonderful, God. You are an awesome King. You are mighty in all your ways. Father, many times I can't even think of enough words to describe your greatness, to describe how awesome, how powerful, how mighty you are. You are more mighty than we ever dreamed or imagined you were. You are the one who have the sun to shine every day, the moon to shine at night, the stars to come out at night. Oh, God, you are a great God, a mighty King. No God greater than you, Lord Jesus. So we just thank you for what you're doing on Bible Storyland. We thank you for teaching us to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. Help us to look beyond each other's faults and to see the God in each one of us, oh God, to see you in each one of us. Oh God, we just adore you. You are mighty. Oh God, even when we are old and gray, I thank you that you will not abandon us. You won't ever leave us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, the aged men and women of God, we lift them up today, and we thank you for the seniors. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for giving us longevity. Oh, God, we thank you that you are all-powerful, all-knowing. Give us strength in our bodies. Oh, God, and I thank you for sound minds for the elderly. We bind up all time and senility. We thank you for sound minds, minds that have stayed on you, minds that are alert and healed. Healthy, oh God, healthy minds, that we would keep our mind on your word. You said to think on these things, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is just, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is of a good report. Think on these things, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So I thank you that we will keep our minds fixed on you, and you will bring us through every situation. You will turn those mountains into molehills and the molehills into flat land. And I thank you for dwelling and healing our land. We bless you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I thank God for each of you this morning who came on Bible Storyland. It's closing time. Next week will be Family Day. Family Day. Tell your family to come on. We have an awesome young woman who's going to bring the word next week. And I thank God for you all. I love each one of you. You know already know God loves you more. He loves you more than I'm human. I'm limited. But God is unlimited, and he loves you so much. So we bless the Lord today. I pray that you have a God-filled day. Fill it up with God. Everywhere you go, share. Share, God, share. Let your presence just be full of the Lord, and let it just spread to everyone around you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. This is 2015, another year. We're already into March, and look like it just last week was New Year's. But I tell you what, we serve an awesome God. It's a time for change. Change is coming. Transformation's coming for God's people. So I love you. I look forward to hearing from you next week, Family Day. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
Yeah.
Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Love y'all. Bye-bye.